Hi, everybody. Welcome back here, folks, to another bite-sized political podcast on this, the UK's most hardworking, most industrious podcast channel of them all. Thanks very much for your support. And but by the way, if you want to get one of our brand new Pure Blood t-shirts made from the highest quality cotton, then the link's down below if you want to wear your Pure Blood status on your sleeve. Because we're the people who have survived the great COVID tyranny, aren't we? You can get one of those down below anyway, if you're interested in that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to considering becoming a patron of the channel as well. Okay. One of the people who have proven most disappointing to me in the past couple of years has been Priti Patel. I've got to be honest with you, I did quite like her. Previously, before she got into government, she seemed to be she modeled herself as a kind of Thatcherite kind of person. And so I liked her. I've got to say, I think I'm on record saying back in 2017, 2018, that I find her quite an impressive person. However, since she became a minister, and in particular, since she became in charge of the Ministry of Defence, she's proven to be absolute disaster, a disaster. And so we discover that MPs and campaigners are accusing her of the cowardly act of covering up the daily migrant figures because she wants to basically bury bad news. It makes her look doesn't make her look good, does it? As, of course, the channel crisis worsens. So back in 2021, the number of illegal migrants coming across the English Channel doubled on 2020. So it hit an all-time high last year. And, of course, we are aware of, you know, the complete failure, the inability to act on this. But now it looks like the Home Office, so she's the minister, is going to act now, and they're going to deal by it by stopping the daily release of figures of migrants crossing the channel. And instead of giving us daily stats, they'll give us them maybe four times a year, once a quarter. This is literally burying bad news, and it is literally a cover-up. At the moment, the way it works is typically the Home Office issues the stats of illegal migrants who have been received into the UK the day after they've been processed by UK Border Force. So we get the numbers fundamentally every day, or more or less every day anyway. Government doesn't want that to continue. It's awkward. So instead, you'll get the numbers maybe at the 1st of January, 1st of April, 1st of June, and that sort of thing. So every 3 or 4 months or whatever, that's what they're suggesting. So yes, they're going to release the stats every 3 months. How convenient for Priti Patel. So she doesn't get to be asked daily questions. And if it wasn't for people like Migration Watch and people like Steve Laws down there on the South Coast and others as well, who document the tsunami of illegal migration coming into the UK, then, you know, Priti Patel just wouldn't even talk about it at all. Let's face it, this government has shown no desire, no interest to want to defend our borders, to stop these illegals coming in here. And in actual fact, like the other day we heard about, don't worry, the government's going to sort it out. They're getting tough. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to send the military in. They're going to send in the Navy in the channel. Well, that's going to stop them. Well, no, the Navy's going to escort them to the English ports. Right. So how does that help? Well, it helps the illegal migrants. Yeah, but how does it help defend our borders? Yeah, it doesn't. And then the Navy said they wouldn't do it anyway. Did you see that? So the Navy have made it clear there's no way they're going to be turning around the flotilla of illegal migration that passes from France into the UK on a daily basis under the watch of Priti Patel. They're not, no intention of doing that. And guess what? Neither is Priti Patel. So, you know, this is just, so this plan to cover up the statistics, it is shocking because it's an admission of absolute defeat. That's what it is. I mean, I saw Nigel Farage saying that this was a disgraceful proposal, saying it mustn't be allowed to happen. He says the Home Office do not want us to know the truth. Well, you're quite right, Nigel Farage. Of course they don't. They have no intention of letting us see the truth when the numbers look so horrific. You know, if you consider pre-Brexit, back in 2019, we had across the year around about 2,000 illegals coming into the UK, right? Then in 2020, that number jumped up to 8,000. So that was a big increase in illegal migrants. Those are the people we know of. Obviously, there's many others we don't know of. But it jumped from 2,000 pre-Brexit to 8,000 post-Brexit. And then last year in 2021, it jumped up to almost 30,000, 28,381. And guess what? It started 2022 even higher. So we can see that post-Brexit, the number of illegals surging into the UK grows exponentially. And all that Priti Patel and her rotten department can do is think up ways to stop us getting the information so that we really only know the scale of the disaster statistically by the end of 2022. She doesn't have to cope with figures on a daily basis. She doesn't have to try and fend off citizens asking, hang on a second, Priti Patel, hang on a second, Minister, why aren't you doing anything to stop these people? Well, she's got no intention of stopping these people. And the only plan she has is to stop you talking about it. And that's why it is that this is what she's doing. So that's where we are, folks. The solution to illegal migration is to stop us getting the figures off illegal migrants. That's the Boris Johnson Conservative government for you. Thanks for listening.